Lance Company, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is Stuart there?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Danny with Cardiff.
Danny with Carter?
Cardiff.
Curtis?
C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Okay. Okay, just a minute.
Okay.
What was your name again, sir?
Danny.
Danny, just a minute.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, this is Stu.
Hey Stu, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with U.S. Bank.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had the business pre-approved for some working capital and some equipment financing. Looks like up to about $250K. So I just want to see what kind of plans or projects you had coming up, you know, where you might need some financing.
Well, we're talking about offering another truck and putting another mechanic on and getting him set up to do installations. But that wouldn't need anywhere near that kind of money. We'd probably be needing like 35, maybe 30, I'm not sure. And then we just signed a contract to have the office is redone, all new desks and a new display counter in the showroom. But that was 21 grand, but we put 11 grand down, so I was going to internally finance the remaining 10. But, you know, my daughter and I have flipped back and forth.
Yeah.
We do have capital, so I don't know. We might borrow maybe 35 or 40,000. We're not sure yet, but that's the thought. And I do have a line of credit with U.S. Bank, so you're right there.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about using that, but
yeah, that's rough. I mean, what's your limit over there at U.S. Bank?
$250,000, and we've used about, I think it's under 20, but it could be right around 20.
We're paying it down.
Yeah,
you only have $20K, you know, used. That's pretty good. So you could, you know, go that route if needed. And I mean, is that what one route you'd look to go down, or do you like to, you know,
we just started talking about it. What happened was what one of the drivers had a truck, one of my service trucks, we thought had a blown engine, but it turned out to be something minor.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at buying another truck. And then while that was all being done, an opportunity came by where someone we knew of, one of my competitors is consolidating, and so he became expendable.
Uh-huh.
So we had a chance to hire him. So we did, and today's his first day, and we're just not sure what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But one of the possibilities is I really would like him to sit at a desk and prove his worth in the server side, management side, but he's not quite ready to do that yet.
Yeah.
So we're not real sure. So either I put them in, we don't have enough work to keep them busy, but then our season starts to, the hotter it gets, the busier we get.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking it's really interesting to have excess manpower going into our season rather than trying to find someone come July, and then you can only find either other people's cast-offs or people that don't have a lot of experience.
Exactly.
And this summer, this winter, I brought a couple young people on board, and with the thought of getting them ready for summer. So they're ready on the easy jobs, but they still haven't got a lot of
experience.
Technical troubleshooting under their belt. So
we got
some work to go, but
we
are growing. We're very, for the first time in a long time, we've had a couple good years profit-wise. So that's why we decided that I got hit pretty hard, to be honest with you, with that.
Oh yeah.
Rather than give it to Uncle Sam, we're going to make our life this year, 2016. What can we do to make things a little bit easier for us? And
exactly.
The offices and stuff like that, we're just going to see. Last year we put a digital service or work orders on place. So we got to expand that this year. So we're looking at different things.
Yeah, you're playing with your options.
Trying to make things, I'm 64, so I want to make life easy.
Exactly.
I still want to grow. I'm not giving up, but, the days of me work. See, when it was a small company, I could work 12-hour days and we'd fix things.
Yeah.
I don't have the wherewithal to work, 10-hour days.
Yeah.
So we got to work smarter and better, and that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, exactly. And so, with this 30K, 35, 40K, is that what you're looking to pay for the truck?
Well, we won't buy a new truck. We'll buy a used truck, but we have to outfit it with tools and whatnot, too. They come empty.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get some, and then I might even have to put some inventory in so that, we've been offered, and I'll know on the 27th of this month, we've been talking to, we used to use a product made in France that worked real well, but I had a problem with the people. So we gave it up about 5 years ago, and now there's a company that's approached me that is making me an offer, and I've told them I'd take it, but I want it exclusive of Southern California. And if you want to in all of Southern California, I want L.A. and Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusivity, and so we're talking. We'll see what that has to go. What, and if that works, then I'll need the other installer, and I'll need to put some inventory in. And that, now they do have a funding plan where you can buy about $30,000 worth of inventory and pay for it over 6 months. But hopefully, sales will, if we
take over that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially getting 50% off, so I can bring in, let's say $25,000 at my cost, but if I turn it, I'll have $50,000.
Yeah.
So then you can go out and buy another $25,000, and you're working on, their money, house money.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's smart. That's very smart. What we have, I know you're saying you're looking to get that truck on. We do equipment financing and, working capital as well.
Okay.
So we could, get you hooked up with that truck. And
why don't you wait till after the 27th of June, and then give me a call back and let's see what happens.
Okay, sounds good. Why you hold off, till the 27th?
Because, like I said, I need to meet with this company and see what they have to say about the installation. So right now, I'm just dragging my feet.
Oh yeah, no problem. That's
right.
Fine. And
sounds great.
Yeah, and just one. What's a good email, I can send you some information?
Stu, S-T-U, at landscompany.com, and we spell out lands, L-A-N-S, and the word company.
Okay.
Stu at landscompany.com.
All right, .com. All right.
And if you're anyone else that works here, Richard at Lands Company, Randy at Lands Company. So, you can get... Sounds great. And your name, sir?
It's Danny, D-A-N-N-Y.
Danny, okay. Sounds good, Danny. I look forward to getting something from you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll send that over to you, you know, right there real quick. And, yeah, I'll follow up with you around the 27th. Is good?
There you go. Sounds okay. Good, Danny.
All right. All right. Yeah, bye-bye. Thanks, dude. Bye-bye.